Welcome to The Pain Puzzle, an educational series to help you understand chronic low back pain and how you can use mind-based therapies to better manage your pain and get back to the life you love. The Pain Puzzle is brought to you by Relio, a science-backed digital program that combines cutting-edge pain science education with the effective power of clinical hypnosis to get to the root cause of your pain. My name is Fiona. I'm a healthcare practitioner who'll be guiding you through this educational series. We'll be discussing the experience of living with chronic low back pain, why so many people have trouble finding a solution that works in the long term, how pain is made and why pain sticks around or keeps coming back, how to use mind-based interventions to better manage chronic pain, and the research behind these interventions, including clinical hypnosis. Let's get started. Our first episode today will be focused on the experience of living with chronic low back pain. It's probably best to start right at the beginning with an outline of what chronic low back pain actually is. There are some mixed opinions about what defines this among practitioners and researchers, but the overall consensus is that it's any pain that lasts beyond normal healing time, which would be considered around 3 to 6 months for almost any injury. It's really common for chronic low back pain to come and go, with periods of flare-ups followed by temporary relief, but for some people, the pain is just always there. The sensation of chronic low back pain can vary from person to person. It might be a dull ache or a sharp pain. The pain can also radiate into other areas of the body, especially the legs. Chronic low back pain in particular costs the global economy more than diabetes and cancer combined and is the leading cause of disability worldwide. It's pretty common too. 8% of the population are currently living with ongoing or persistent back pain. It's quite literally a huge pain point. But if you've been living with chronic low back pain, you don't need me to tell you that. So often, people living with chronic low back pain can be made to feel invalidated in their experience because it's essentially an invisible condition. You might have experienced healthcare practitioners, work colleagues, or friends and family who make you feel like you're exaggerating the pain or are oversensitive or weak in some way. Understandably, this can lead to feelings of isolation. That's why I want to spend today's episode sharing stories from people I've spoken to who are living with this condition. Hopefully, through their stories, you can feel heard and validated. Just a note that I've changed the names of the people in these stories to maintain their confidentiality. Okay, let's start with Jody. I've had lower back pain for 10 years. It started when I was in my late 20s with an acute episode that left me bedbound for a few days and in agonizing pain for weeks. At that time, I went to my doctor who ordered scans that showed a bulging disc pressing on my spinal nerves, as well as disc degeneration. This left me feeling terrified and overwhelmed, not only from the pain itself, but also about what my future would look like. For years following this first episode, I experienced back pain flares about twice a year. Often something as small as getting out of the car the wrong way or lifting a shopping bag was enough to trigger a full flare. Each time I was in excruciating pain and plunged into feelings of darkness and hopelessness. I was left asking myself constantly, when would the pain stop? How would I cope with work and my kids if this continued? And what was so wrong with my back that was causing this much pain? Once the pain subsided to a manageable level, I would spend the next few months dreading the next flare and trying to numb the dull pain that persisted in my back. Over the space of 10 years, I visited countless pain doctors, physiotherapists, chiropractors, and tried strengthening exercises, acupuncture, massage, and optimizing my ergonomics. Each clinician I saw gave me vague messages that made me feel like the pain was all in my head. I tried cortisol injections, anti-inflammatories, and painkillers, none of which provided relief for very long. I also visited a surgeon for an opinion about a spinal fusion, but I was scared of the risks associated with the surgery, so I didn't go ahead. I was feeling out of control and worried constantly about my pain. I didn't know how to make it stop. Added to this was a level of frustration that my pain wasn't visible to others, and I worried that my work colleagues, my friends, and doctors thought that I was making it up. Here's another story from Peter. My pain is all day, every day. It starts somewhere in my lower back and then gives me aching pain from there and also all down my legs. The pain is there all the time, but it can change in intensity day to day or hour to hour. I've seen a surgeon, but he told me I'm not a good candidate for surgery. I've done heaps of spinal injections over the years, and I'm on huge doses of meds. I've also developed chronic anxiety and depression from the pain, which has been going on for over 5 years. I've noticed a link between times of high stress or emotion and increased pain, but I don't know how to fix it. I've tried so many solutions. The pain is taking over who I am. I think about my pain so much, it feels like it's my identity now. I see myself as more pain than person. I feel like I'm failing my family and failing myself. And finally, a story from Heather. I haven't been able to work over the past 6 months or so because the pain has been too severe and I'm in a job where I'm on my feet the whole time, which has been really difficult. My pain has also rearranged my whole social map and who I'm friends with. I've lost a lot of friends who aren't interested in doing different activities to accommodate me anymore. It's having a massive impact on my mental health. When it comes to finding a solution, I'm totally spent and exhausted. The medical profession has sent me off in a million different directions. Every practitioner I see is frustrated by me because they keep saying there's nothing else they can do. I've been made to feel like I'm too sensitive and the pain is a problem that's just all in my head. The whole situation has made me want to curl up into a ball and stay there. If you can relate to these lived experiences, I want to give you a sense of hope and optimism that there is a better way to manage your pain. But I don't expect you to take my word for it. You've no doubt been promised false hope so many times throughout your journey, and I would expect a high level of skepticism towards new solutions from anyone in your position. This is why, over the next few episodes, I'm going to explain a better way to manage pain using high-quality research and accounts from expert clinicians who successfully treat chronic pain daily using the latest science we have in this area. So stay tuned for our next episode, where I'll talk about why it's so hard to find a treatment for chronic low back pain that actually works and lasts. See you then!